Josh Peterson, Steve Sipple, Nick Grimm on this One Beer Friday. Let us know what you are drinking. We just got one from Corey, who is enjoying a Zombie Dust from Three Floyds at Austin's in Libertyville. We appreciate the picture, Corey.
Where's Libertyville?
I was going to ask you the same question. Illinois, it looks
Illinois, okay.
Don't get too triggered.
It does sound like a very Missouri town name.
Yeah, it kind of does. So, yeah, let us know what you are drinking as the program unfolds. And please partake in Steve Sipple Bingo. We tweeted out the link a few times. If you would like to join in, you could win a free foursome to Golf Flash 5.0. Lots of jokes coming in about you not wanting to jack around. I'm just not going to read any of them because I like having my job. So we just we won't do any of that.
No jacking around.
We're not going to do any of that. Am I right?
I guess. What should I have said? What
no,
would have
you
been,
can say that.
What would have been better?
You
want
No, it makes sense.
I like it. You want to remain on point.
Goof
You're,
around.
You are. There you go. Now that is definitely less sexual. So yes. Yeah. Spot the lie.
I'm still naming the segment Jack Around Friday.
All right, perfect. We're going to do stock up, stock down after Robert Allen, who's going to join us in our next segment. But I did want to read this tweet before we get going in that from Johnny Pig. He wrote, stock up, new additions in the coaching staff. Stock down, chance for fan base satisfaction. This year comes down to the last four games. Only a loss in the first eight games will matter. Anything short of winning a winning record and being 3-1 in those final games will be seen as a failure. Now, I certainly agree and disagree with some of that stuff, but I have gotten the vibe, Sip, lately, and I wonder if you have maybe started hearing this too, that if the Northwestern, if Nebraska wins the Northwestern game, there will almost kind of be this hand-waving away of it, and then it'll be like, all right, call me after Oklahoma. And then Oklahoma, because they're in a new regime, they're a new coaching staff. Nebraska, let's pretend they win that game. That people are like, yeah, but call me again in November. And I'm just worried that like we're going to get to mid-October and people are going to be like, yeah, I just don't know how good this team is or how bad this team is.
You just can't throw a blanket over that. There'll be some of that. We're sort of in a situation, the unfortunate situation that we found ourselves in at Nebraska a lot.
Yes.
And over the years, you found yourself in this situation with Frank. You found yourself in this situation with Pelini, where it seemed like fans were actually cheering against the team. I mean, they don't want it to look good.
Because they want the guy fired.
Yeah. So it's sort of one of those seasons that you've alluded to.
Miserable.
In fact, you alluded to it the last time I was with you. Yeah. And I hope it's not that way. I don't necessarily agree with you on this, by the way. I don't think...
A miserable season?
Yeah. No. Oh,
okay.
I tend to agree with that.
Okay.
But if Nebraska were to beat Northwestern, thoroughly, I think people would be very happy. I think people would be jacked up.
I don't think
they just wave it off.
So Ravi and I talked about that yesterday. We both are in agreement, by the way, with that opinion on our own. I'm not going to poo-poo that win. We can't spend all offseason saying like this is a must-win game and it could be close. And then if they dominate, be like, ah, but it was Northwestern. No,
absolutely.
No, no. But I
can't do that.
I've already got multiple messages from people like that's how I kind of view it though. And it's like, okay, well, I mean, I can't tell you how to feel about it.
No, that's fundamentally wrong to do that. To say it's a must-win game and then act like you're gnashing your teeth about it. And then when they win, it's not a big deal. Come on. I mean, what? It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It will be a big deal. And especially if they win convincingly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not of that mind.
In a way, I kind of wonder if it would be more well received if they won not as convincingly, just given that they already did so last year. In a weird way.
How it goes. You got to see
I think
what
it's
it
better
like.
For them to win a close game. I'll be honest, like just to kind of get over that
they
hump.
Play well.
Yeah. And that's the thing. So, Jack Mitchell and I, we do a podcast together called Be Kind Husker Rewind. We rewatch old games. We just talk about them. For some reason, last night, we did the 2019 Northwestern game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember this game at all. Nebraska won 13-10.
It was horrible.
One of the ugliest football games. I'd forgotten everything about it, yeah. And we're watching it, and I'm like, this is horrible.
Well, bad.
Yeah, if they have a game like that, people are not going to be happy.
Right.
Horrible play calling, confusing play calling, weird personnel usage. They're running Wandale up the middle, but not any of the, not Dedrick Mills. Mm-hmm. Then they brought in Mo Washington, ran him up the middle, but not mm-hmm. Dedrick Mills. It mm-hmm. was very, very strange.
Yeah.
So you're right.
It just always comes down to Nebraska fans know what good football is.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to see good football. Just see good football. Good football and a win, I think people would be pretty jacked up.
Yeah.
And if it looks good, we know what good looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even get to the score. I just want to see good football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a tweet that we can get to after our interview when we return, and then we will do stock up, stock down for the position groups at Nebraska through fall camp. And, you know, because somebody asked me, have you watched them? It's like, look, I know we're going a lot off of what we're hearing, whether it's on the record from coaches or what we're hearing from behind the scenes. But I want to see if we kind of match up with how we're feeling about the various
positions.
It is.
That's a good question, though, that the listener asked.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you I've you know, watched a whole practice because I haven't.
Right. It's sort of a figment of our imagination. Not totally with me because I did see 40 minutes the other day.
That's true.
And 30 minutes a couple weeks ago. And you can actually glean some stuff in that situation. You can. You can watch the offensive line drills and see some things. You can definitely see the way that, you know, the quarterbacks throw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it comes, how does it come
zip
out of their hands? Yeah, that zip, body types, all that. I think, you know, the most interesting part of this, I don't know if you saw it. We talked about it on our show. Maybe we get to this. Did you see Jerry Gennardo's tweets about Maryland?
Mm-hmm.
When they got to Maryland, and he said Maryland's the most the most talented team we've seen. I thought that was pretty interesting. You know, the bus tour.
Uh-huh.
He gets to Maryland, and that's five teams in. And, you know, he's seen Nebraska, and he said Maryland's the most talented team we've seen.
Yeah.
I just thought that was a sort of a rude awakening.
Well, I'll get to that and more. Also, cross off something on your bingo card.
Really? Jerry?
Jerry.
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 God, I do like Jerry.
You do like Jerry. All right, Oklahoma State football coming up next in 25 teams in 25 days on 1620 The Zone.